to my podcast. My name is Claire, and I'm here to talk to you about true crime. So I first became interested in true crime a couple years ago when I heard my parents talking about a girl who had gotten killed in Boulder, Colorado, which is right near where I live. And since then, I've been fascinated by true crime. I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I thought I should make my own. Today I'm going to tell you the story of Pickles the Hero Dog. Pickles was born in 1962 or 1963. It's unsure when exactly. He was a black and white collie, and his owner was named David Corbett. On Sunday, March 27th, David Corbett and Pickles were going on a walk, and Pickles found something wrapped in newspaper on the side of the road near a car in South London, near where he lived. Inside of this newspaper ended up being the FIFA World Cup trophy. This trophy had 7 days before been stolen from the Methodist Central Hall in Westminster, where it had been on display. FIFA had received a package from the thief that asked for a £15,000 ransom, and it included some of the trophy lining. They arrested Edward Bletchley, who was the person who had sent the package. He said he did not send the package, and he was just the middleman. We don't know if this is true, but no one else has been arrested, and Edward Bletchley spent 2 years in prison. It is believed that he operated alone, but it is still unclear. Pickles was considered a hero for finding the trophy, as England ended up winning the World Cup. So they invited Pickles to the celebration banquet. Pickles' owner got a £5,000 reward and used it to buy a new house. Pickles got the silver medal of National Canine Defense League. He received a plaque near where the trophy was found. He was also given a year of free food and Dog of the Year award. Fans and players considered him a hero, and he went on to play in a couple films. He starred in 1966 film The Spy with a Cold Nose and TV programs such as Blue Peter and Magpie. Unfortunately, he died in 1967 by getting his collar caught on a branch trying to chase a cat. Everybody was really upset by the death of this hero. His collar is now on display in the National Football Stadium in Manchester, and Pickles is still considered a hero because he was an amazing dog. And I chose to do this story for my first story because I kind of wanted to ease into true crime, because this is a lighthearted and happy story about a dog, and who doesn't love dogs? That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening.